good morning. Welcome back to the book broadcast. We appreciate you taking time this morning to listen for a little while and get ready to get in the house of God this morning and get ready. Almost church time, won't be too long till time to leave out and get right there in time for Sunday school. And Sunday school at 10 o'clock here at Mountain View Baptist Church. We'd love to have you come. Be in the Sunday school hour, especially if you're a member of the church. Amen. And then, of course, worship service at 10:50, 10:45, and then back at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7 on Wednesday. And we'd love to have you come throughout the week and the services here at Mountain View Baptist Church. We appreciate every listener. Hope it can be a blessing to your heart and your life today. Praying for those that are sick and suffering, those that need some help today. He did say that he'd give us grace, and then he did say he'd give us more grace. And I'm glad God's grace is always sufficient, always enough. You never have to worry about running out of grace. And I thank God for that this morning. And so I want to send it out to all of you this morning, those especially that are not able to go and be in the house of God this morning, and pray for the bereaved, those that lost loved ones, that God would touch those today and give strength and grace for those families, of course, in this time. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer now. Father, as we bow in your presence, I pray that you just move in the behalf of those that need help today. Lord, that are especially, that are struggling with problems and sicknesses and things of that nature that they're tolerating every day. And I pray that you would help them as they look to you for that strength and that grace that's needed. Speak to those especially that are unsaved, those that don't know you, the free pardon of sin. That might be the day they'll turn their heart to the Savior and find peace and grace that only you can give. Father, in this day, have your will and way this morning and the broadcast. Use it for your glory. We'll honor you. Praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some singing now. Hope it'll be a blessing in your heart, to your heart this morning, and be an uplift to you today. You listen now as they sing.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling hard with pain? You ask the Lord for healing, but that healing never came. And in spite of all your efforts, the good trying to hold on. Now you're down in the valley, looking up to the sky, and you're praying, Lord, you know what's best, but I don't understand. Hear your loved one speaking now to you. They'd say you wouldn't be grieved if you only knew.
If you only knew, I'm just going home.
is present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus now, and I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we stroll together down heaven's avenue, and we're having a big celebration. If you That's where God proved His love for me. But the anchor still holds, though my ship is battered. The anchor holds, though my sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea, but the anchor holds. In spite of the storm,
amen. Hebrews chapter 13. This morning, Hebrews chapter 13. The Bible said, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Here's the verse I want. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Been trying to preach about faith this morning and for several weeks on the broadcast. I want to continue the thought today on the promotion of our faith. We're promoting our faith. We that have been saved by the grace of God, we promote our faith when we go to church, when we serve God, when we witness, when we sing, we testify, we preach, and we worship God. We're promoting our faith. We do it especially out in the workplace and where we go every day, promoting our faith. We think we're just living to ourselves, but we're not. We're living for the Lord Jesus Christ, promoting Him and our faith in Him. Today. So promotion of our faith, and that's what we do as we conduct ourselves. We assemble ourselves in the house of God. When folks see us going to church, our neighbor sees us leaving for the house of God, we're promoting our faith. Amen. We're not promoting ourselves, but our faith in Him, because He's the one that put the desire within us that we want to go to the house of God, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, even so much the more as we see on the day approaching. So we're promoting our faith when we're going to the house of God. We're worshiping, we're witnessing, and we're living for Him every day. The morals that we have because of our faith is promoting the faith of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're promoting our faith every day. We're to do that. And so how we conduct ourselves outside, how we conduct ourselves in the house of God also. Now the Bible said, tells us here in verses 4, it should remember them that have the rule over you. And in the church house, we're under subjection, under subjection to the Lord and to the man of God. We're to do that. And he said, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. And so we're promoting our faith when we conduct ourselves in respect and backing the man of God that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you say, well, I know you know someone that has laid the torch down, that has failed in life, and that they're suffering for it. You know that. But there's some folk that are still serving God, and there's some men that are still preaching the Word of God and standing for the truth and errant Word of God. And so remember them. In other words, you respect them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the Word of God. How it speaks unto us the Word of God. My, what a blessing it is to be able to receive the Word of God as God directs the heart of the man of God to preach a certain passage, and we're sitting there and God gives us what we need in our lives by the preaching of the Word of God. And so he said, you respect that. You respect the man of God. You touch not his anointed. Do his prophets no harm. And so we're to do that this morning. morning. Then he said, I've spoken to you the word of God, whose faith follow. You're to follow their faith. And they've got a faith, and they're following the Lord, and they're serving God. They're preaching the word of God. They're living for the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're helping the people of God. They're ministering to them as the sheep of God, and the under-shepherd that he is. And remember that one. Respect that one that's doing that. And so who speaks to the word of God. And then the Bible said there in that same verse, whose faith follow. Follow their faith. Follow their faith. Amen. And if you're too busy trying to pick out things that are wrong in somebody's life, you need to find somebody you can follow their faith. Amen. And their faith is promoting the Lord Jesus Christ. And the effects of their faith is shown in their lives as they minister to us the Word of God. And when they mount that pulpit, take the Word of God and preach to us, and the majority of the preaching is to the saints of God anyway, and we're to receive that and respect that, and we're to honor that, and touch not the anointed of God. You keep your hands off of the man of God. Amen. And then the Bible said, whose faith follow. You follow their faith, and to consider the end of their conversation. I tell you, you can consider the end of that conversation, and because it's godly. Amen. And so we're promoting our faith when we do these things and respect to the men of God that are preaching to us of the word of the living God. So promoting that faith, and we're promoting and remember them, respect them, first of all, because of their preaching. They're preaching the word of God. They're preaching the precious word of God, and he has spoken unto you the word of God. In other words, God's got a message for you from his man. Amen. Spoken unto you. I know you don't like to hear somebody preaching to you, and I'm dealing with your sins, and I'm dealing with your rebellion, but you better listen, because when God is speaking to you through them, God means business. Amen. And so remember them, respect them for that, and not only because of their preaching, but because of their faith. They have a faith that you follow. You follow that faith, and that you honor that, and then because of their conversation, their walk, how they're walking with God, and consider the end of their conversation. And so, what are they doing? First of all, they're presenting Christ. He said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. So they're presenting Christ as we follow their faith and live for the Lord along with them and honor that, because God has given to them an example for us today. They're preaching, they're promoting the doctrine of the Word of God. The Bible said in verses 9, be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines, for it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. So we're promote our faith by following the Word of God. Amen. By following the Word of God. And so we're, as they present Christ. And then, of course, not only remember them, but the Bible said, obey them. And verses 17, the Bible said, obey them that have a rule over you. And so there's a aspect of which we obey the men of God. And when God said for us to do this, we're to follow the man of God. Obey them that have the rule over you. I know some of you out there, you're not going to have anybody rule over you. You're not going to have anybody have authority over you. You've got the bit in your teeth, and you're going the way that you want to go. You refuse to follow the man of God. You refuse to be in fellowship with the church of the living God, and you're going to face the chastening of the Lord if you're really saved and by the grace of God. So obey them. And the Bible said, and then submit yourselves. Submit yourself available. Amen. Submit yourselves unto them. Be available. What can I do? What you want me to do? And so we're to submit ourselves, spiritually speaking, unto them, and doing the precious word of God, work of the Lord. And so there's the obedience because of their office, because they rule over you. That's their office. The ruler over you is the man of God.
and that God has given you as a pastor over you. That's the reason you need to be in church. Some of you running around out there, you're not even going to church half the time. If you do, you're not paying any attention to it, and that you think you don't need to go to church. You think you're making it pretty good on your own, and you're not supporting the house of God. You're not sending the gospel around the world, and that you are not obeying the preaching of the Word of God because you're not there to hear the preaching of the Word of God. And the messages that God prepared for you, you're not there to receive them. Amen. So remember them and obey them. The Bible, because of their preaching, they're preaching. They're not preaching just to fill the air. I'm not just to pass a time of day. They're not preaching to receive a salary or something that they have to live on. They're not preaching for that. They're preaching because they've been called to preach the Word of God, and it's not always popular to preach the Word of God. But we're to obey them. That's got the rule over us. There's some things they're dogmatic from God that God says to do, and the man of God preaches, and we're to do that by the grace of God. Amen. So there's the fact of their office. They're how they preach they over us. We're to submit unto them because of their calling, not only because of their office, but because of their calling. The Bible said they watch for your souls. They watch for your souls. Amen. That's what the blessing part of it is, having a pastor. They're watching for your souls. I mean, they care about your soul. They care about your kids' souls, your companion, your grandchildren, and your friends. They care about their soul, and they watch for your souls. They're taking care of you. They present you with the Lord Jesus there, faultless before His glory at the judgment seat of Christ. And so that's what they're doing. They're preaching because of their calling. God has put a calling upon the heart of those men of God to preach the Word of God. It's a special calling. It's an anointed calling. God anoints His men to preach of the blessed Word of God. It's up to them to find the will of God in every message and to listen to what God's trying to say through them and to others. They might not even know who they're preaching to, and they might know who they're preaching to. And whatever aspect it is, brother, they've been called of God to watch for our souls. God cares about our souls enough to call a man to put over us, to preach to us the Word of God, which is infallible and then preserved for every generation, inherit, and without any error at all, and preach to us the Word of God. And because God cares about our souls. And the men of God that He's called, if He's not a hireling, He cares about your soul. He's not a hireling if God's called him. And it doesn't matter how much you pay him or you don't pay him, how much you talk about him or not talk about him. If God's called him, He'll preach the Word of God. He'll preach the precious Word of God. And so we obey them because of their calling, because of their accountability. Their accountability. Have you ever thought about this? And you think it's easy to preach and to sometimes to deal with sin that which in the hearts and lives of His people? It's not a joyful thing to do that. It's a sad thing to have to deal with. I'd rather preach on the cross. I'd rather preach on the grace of God. I'd rather preach on the blessedness of being saved by the grace of God. But sometimes you've got to deal with sin that's in the lives of those that are saved by the grace of God. And so they've got a calling, and they're going to give an account. And because the Bible said in that same verse, they must give an account they must give an account for what they preach to you. They've got to give an account to God for that. Every message got to give an account for. Amen. Every message. Scary, isn't it? Amen. I tell you, they account for your souls. And so they're accountable for what they preach, the blessed Word of God. And so we've got that today. And so not only that, and hurriedly this morning because of their accountability. Now listen, he said, so it can be joyful and not grievous. Amen. It might be joyful and not grievous. Thank God. Listen, the Bible said that they may do it, given again, that they may do it with joy, not with grief. It's better to preach with joy. Thank God. It's a real joy to see folks that are saved and brother deal with things in their life, get it on the altar, have victory, walk with Jesus, have an influence in the community, lead their family to God, have brother enjoy worshiping the God of heaven and spirit and truth, and gather with God's people every Sunday, every meeting time, every time the door is open, brother. I'm telling you, that's a joy for God's man to see that. And when his children are walking in truth, and those that are following his faith, and brother, listen to the preaching of the Word of God. It may hurt sometimes, but if it hurts, it's good for us. Amen. And so we're to hear it and we're to listen to it because of their accountability and because of the joyful time that brings from their heart when we respond and repent and get right with God. Amen. Because it's profitable. It's profitable for us. Amen. It's profitable for you, the Bible said. If you obey them that have the rule over you, and preaching you the word of God, and you obey, it's profitable for you. You will be better off when it's over if you get it right with God. Amen. It'll be better off. Well, I tell you, it's good to be saved this morning. And the promotion of our faith, we're promoting that faith. Every day, we're promoting our faith. Amen. God blesses our prayer on the next Sunday at the same time.